Two weekends more before Christmas. If you're hoping for a speedy sports car under the tree, stick around. Comedian Bill Cosby recalls some of his personal misadventures with sporty internal combustion machines in just a few minutes. I'm Frank Messer. And here come the Sandpipers with a song whose mood is perfect for the season. Let go. Let the world know you're alive.
You keep what you're feeling inside, all buried and boxed up inside. The love that you're feeling inside, the pity you're feeling inside. Society tells you stay cool, the shock you would let out, hold back. You're right now, but right now, hold back. Be practical, Jack, and hold back. You feel like you're busting inside, your heart's in a desperate divide.
Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. In 1 minute, comedian Bill Cosby, brought to you by Savings and Loan Associations, the people who finance well over half the homes in America.
Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns. Save where your money earns money faster. Save at your savings and loan. Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Save up.
Save down.
Save now
and save in your hometown.
Your town.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings and loan.
Savings and Loan Associations have been selected by over 1 million teenagers as the place to save for their futures. We're proud of that and proud of them because they've learned early in life to put something aside today for something that's really important tomorrow.
where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings. And where you save does make a difference. Where you save does make a difference.
Now here's Bill Cosby on stage at Harrah's Club, Lake Tahoe.
You are looking at a sports car freak. See, freak old time with the sports car. Any kind of car, if it does 180. Yeah, give me. That's me. And I cannot stop myself. I try to stop myself. I said, stop. I said, no, give me. Does it? And I bought the Ferrari. And another thing is, although I like a car that'll do over 180, I know nothing about them. Won't even read the booklet on the car. Don't even care. All I know is if the car is going, and if it goes, it's broken. And I call up the mechanic. Hello, the car is broken. I'm going to fix it. I don't even know where the gas tank is. I'm serious about that. Pulled right into the gas station one time. Pulled right up. The guy came out, white suit, you know, gas station attendant with his name, Bob, across the chest, you know, comes over and he says, what do you want? Fill up! That's what I know. And the guy said, where's the gas tank? I said, I don't know. You're the gas man. Find the gas tank. So now the guy's walking all around the car, and he's just going around the car, just looking and looking, getting ready to put it in the tires. No, no, not there, you fool. Oh, where's the gas tank? I don't know where it is. What is this, Gander Cameron or something? You got the thing in? No, it's not. Find the gas tank. Okay. Well, what if I just pour it all over the car? Maybe it'll suck in somewhere around there. Found out through stupidity that there's an instrument in the car which will let you know just how dumb you are. I mean, there's no pity. Windshield wipers. They have no pity on you whatsoever. You hit the wrong button, they'll tell you, dumb guy. And then you can't find the button to turn it off. Sunshine and people keep turning on their windshield wipers as you pass the bar. Dumb guy. One time, my car broke down. I called a mechanic, and the mechanic came over, had a white suit on. Bob. Opens up the hood, and he looks inside, and he's talking all that. Well, your cracker meters are all underneath the rollers and the sack and the aggregate, and you got the dual ladders, you know, with the camshaft rink back and all the cauterators underneath the illuminator and the beamer hater and all the gravity sack of aggregate. I said, what's the matter with the car? He says, it's broken.
Monitor on stage, and that was Bill Cosby. Now this word from Savings and Loan Associations, where 43 million people keep their savings.
Save where your money earns probably faster. Save at your savings and loan.
Over the years, Savings and Loan Associations have paid higher returns on savings than any other type of financial institution.
Where you save does make a difference. Save at your savings. And where you save does make a difference.
These are troubled times, even for the Queen of England. Queen Mother Elizabeth took a royal bouquet to a home for the elderly in London just a few days ago. The home's mascot, a goat named Susie, promptly ate the bouquet. Onlookers said the Queen Mother just smiled, probably thankful that Susie's appetite stopped at the bouquet. A soft song for all people with problems, next on the Monitor Beacon.
Here comes more of the
at 18 minutes after the hour. In this era of unusual loudness in music, Claudine Longet provides a refreshing contrast, whispering her way through her latest number, A Flea in Her Ear.
Thank you.
I'm sure you've heard of bookworms, but how about a book mouse or a book rat? Well, they've got a problem in New Delhi, India, where rodents are starting to nibble large chunks out of books and valuable documents. This week, they decided on a dramatic move to combat the nuisance. They've lined up a task force of 12 mongooses to go to work in the book stacks, defending the volumes against further damage. Mongoose versus mouse. Sounds like a terrible comedown. After all, once you've conquered the cobra, chasing a mouse can be an awful blow to the ego. Bright-eyed and bushy-feathered, here's Dean Martin.
Wagon train of love moving slow, and I can see the peace pipe burning low. You criticize each little thing I do, but listen, baby, I've got news for you.
There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this house. Baby, I'm tired with this old game we play called cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, this place. Travel on our happy hunting ground, 'cause you keep stepping too far out of bounds. It's hard to run the reservation right when you stay on the warpath day and night. There's too many chiefs and all of Indians around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game we play called cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more, we're both gonna lose the race. 'Cause there's too many chiefs and all of Indians around this place. Times are tough and the wampum is hard to save. Just remember who's a squaw and who's a brave. There's too many chiefs and not enough Indians around this house. Baby, I'm tired of this old game that they call cat and mouse. If you don't give just a little bit more,
please. Don't forget your FTD florist.
My FTD florist?
Reserve Christmas flowers now. He'll deliver them on time.
Monitor, continuing a weekend-long survey of student unrest on the college campuses, heard details earlier today from Chicago and San Francisco. Time to check the northeastern section of the country now. And for that, here is Monitor reporter Tom Evans in Boston.
Students here in Boston are doing just what a lot of people feel they should be doing, studying. Or at least their teachers and professors hope they are. What they're definitely not doing is demonstrating. Recent outbreaks at colleges and universities in San Francisco, New York, and Providence, Rhode Island, prompted a check of our own Boston situation. At Harvard University, News Bureau official William Stiles reports, all quiet. There are no so-called sympathy demonstrations underway, nor to the best of his knowledge are any planned. Stiles did indicate, however, that recent student group meetings on campus seem to indicate an upcoming demonstration against ROTC on the Harvard campus. When this will occur, if at all, is anyone's guess. At Boston University, public relations official Barbara Egan told me that peace and quiet and study reign supreme as students cram to get ready for the holiday vacation. And so it was throughout Boston. MIT, Boston College, Northeastern University, all quiet, all peaceful. Boston's educational institutions are in many respects no different from those of other cities. They have their student groups, their underground newspapers, and their demonstrations. The most recent here involved some 8,000 students representing all schools. They marched through historic Copley Square and gathered on Boston Common to denounce the draft. This was on November 14th, and it was a peaceful demonstration. At Boston University a few days ago, two groups demonstrated. The Students for a Democratic Society demonstrated against a group known as Young Americans for Freedom. This, said BU spokesman Barbara Egan, was a case of the right wing picketing the left wing. In any event, it was peaceful, and so it remains at this point. This is Tom Evans for Monitor.
This weekend, Monitor has presented a wide survey of student unrest across the country as well as overseas. Each weekend, Monitor will continue to chart the vital public issues which affect the lives of all of us.
This Christmas, tell her all the things she is with Chanel No. 5. Every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
Time of revolt, protest, revolution. The spirit of revolution seems to be everywhere in contemporary life. And later this evening, another program in the award-winning NBC News series Second Sunday examines this spirit. Areas to be discussed include sex, student unrest, politics, law enforcement and the courts, the place of women in society, sweeping changes in religion, and the civil rights struggle. Be on hand later this evening for more of the vitally interesting kind of listening you always get on Second Sunday on NBC Radio. Tonight's program title, The Revolution. Band, one of their latest, Flying High. Monitor, flying high, wide, and handsome every weekend, everywhere across the nation. In northern Mississippi, you'll hear us on WGRM Greenwood, the cotton capital of Mississippi. All stations now take a brief break, then Monitor returns. I'm Frank Messer.
This is the NBC Radio Network.